GUI Nights.
Welcome to our GUI Nights, our little in between episode releases of Geeks Under the Influence. And tonight we're talking about an article that was released on Geeks Under the Influence about movies that took place in 2019. That were released way before 2019, that the future was 2019. So there's some stuff that was a few years ahead and some from like 30 years ago that referenced what 2019 might be. And there's no real focus on this episode. Let's go through that. It's mostly the people that were on our free play episode. We've got a newbie to GUI on on GUI Nights. To my right is Jem is here.
Hey guys, what's up?
What's up? thank you for joining us for this
complete
shit show that you have no idea what's about to happen.
I mean, I've listened, so I get an idea of
Okay. And then we got Kyle Smash.
Hello again.
Hello again. And Lowdown Brown.
What's up, guys?
And of course me, Mike the Hobbit. And there are five movies that we talked about on the article on GUIpodcast.com that take place in 2019. And I love especially the 80s movies that talk about what it's going to be like in 2019.
Yeah.
And the big one, the big baller of it is Blade Runner.
Yeah.
Right.
That we have apparently shit the bed on making our future like Blade Runner. We don't have replicants. We don't have we don't have flying cars.
I guess right now New York City is your closest thing to it, really.
I mean, we have drones, which is, yeah. I mean, something that was featured in 2049.
We have artificial intelligence.
We have robots.
We have what?
Robots and stuff.
We do. We have ribbits. Robots.
That sounds like the Goldbergs.
Robots. But we don't have robots to the point of actually being passable as human beings.
Not yet.
The void comp test is something that comes up a lot of the time in Blade Runner, or a version of it, and that's a test to people not knowing the difference between an artificial intelligence and an actual person.
Right.
But we're close as a society today. We are very close to getting to that.
Well,
point.
Elon Musk has said it a million times. Is like his biggest worry for the future is artificial intelligence. It's like that'll be the most dangerous to ourselves, except for ourselves. But we built it, so. There you go.
What I love from these movies is that artificial intelligence immediately goes, y'all are fucked.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And inferior.
But what that means to me is that not that artificial intelligence will actually go that route so much as that we have a real genuine idea of the fact that we are fucking shit up and we still continue to.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That because these are human writers that are writing this shit and they're going like the first thing that robots will do is go, what the fuck have you been doing?
Yeah.
Which means humankind knows that they're fucking up the entire time. We're fucking up the environment. We're fucking up each other. We're doing terrible things. And for some reason, reality television, that we don't do anything about it.
Reality.
Well, isn't that the definition of insanity, is that you could just keep doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result? So are they essentially saying that humans are just insane?
I think, considering if you look at the humans in the entire spectrum of living creatures on the planet, think about it from like any other animal perspective, we are fucking insane.
So we are inherently. So it's just one generation to the next, regardless of what we do, we're going to probably end up doing the same things over and over.
Yeah.
By George, I think he's got it.
Yeah. I believe we are cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Yes. Yep.
I'm just waiting for like the kangaroo rebellion where like some weird segment of kangaroo in Australia just become self-aware, like to the point of that they rebel against humankind and just like kick.
It's like the dogs in
Australia. And it's the Kangaroo Jack sequel that I want.
It's like Rick and Morty with the dogs.
Yeah.
Basically. They come self-aware.
Where are my balls?
Where are my balls?
Where are my balls?
Why did you take them from me? Yeah. And then they attack.
I think about that. And part of the problem is that we have not allowed the opportunity for other species to evolve, because the minute that any other species dictates a level of intelligence, we eat them.
Or we destroy their environment.
Or use their hands as ashtrays.
On the other side of this, though, you know, we talked about the technological advances that are we're lacking in with where Blade Runner put us at. But think about how we're not hitting the spectrum as far as society is, a sense where, like, dude, like, there was not a single part besides the manufacturer's castle, right, that wasn't living in squalor. Like, society doesn't, not every aspect of society lives in squalor now. You know what I mean? Like, they, even the blue-collar person can still have a comfortable home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you look in the house, the main
house.
In
the U.S.
In the U.S.,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I mean, well, I mean, you know, Blade Runner takes place in Los Angeles, so we only have a perspective of Los Angeles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think it's probably fair. It's, I mean, Los Angeles is probably a lot like that. You should probably have your high rich areas, but majority of it is.
But it's not
is
crumbling.
On the, they're just general grid.
But it's not crumbling. Like, you look at the main apartment, Daryl Hannah's apartment in Blade Runner, it was like a crumbling mess in that movie. So you're just seeing, like, where, like, there's nothing being done to keep any structure, like, up.
No infrastructure, like, building, rebuilding or whatever.
Exactly. So we're not there. Although, if they keep the government shut down, then
we're probably headed there.
Right?
Woo! I look at the future, and 1984 is not necessarily where we're headed to, in my personal opinion, because that's way too dystopian, where it's more of a communist commentary as opposed to where we are in the United States. I see it more as the Huxley Brave New World version, where entertainment and distraction is what is preventing people from actually revolting. And that's 100% on board, except with less of focus on letting teenagers fuck each other, because that was a big thing in Brave New World. I was like, I forget, it was like sexy time, or they didn't call it sexy time. I forget what they called it, but it was like sexual, like, I don't know, sexual doing it time, or
sexual healing.
Sexual, yes, it was clearly sexual healing.
When you and when you mentioned reality TV earlier, so it reminded me of I just started watching this show called the Orville.
I love it. Which, by the way, new season just started, and I love the Orville.
So I'm catching up on. I hadn't watched it before. I'm only like a few episodes in. It's fantastic. But one of them was the main characters get taken and brought, because there is a civilization in space that is so technologically advanced, they look at anyone else who's not as advanced.
I remember
the
episode
as inferior. So they kidnap animals and people of all different races that they seem inferior and put them into a zoo. And so the main characters are in the zoo most of the episode. Well, then another character comes in to rescue him and says, "Listen, I'll give you something better from our historical archives on Earth. I'll give you something better than just two humans sitting in a zoo." So he gives them like the Real Housewives. and there's a scene where they're all looking through this. There's like, there must be 10,000 shows in this database. Reality TV. He's like, "It's the greatest exhibit we've ever had." Like, like, if that's what we leave behind, that's terrifying.
But leaving it behind, thinking of going into 2019, is that, like, the previous years, that's what we've left behind. If there was an alien race that came down and looked at, you know, what represents our society, they would clearly look at television and all the reality television of, like, Real Housewives and the, like, 18 and the Duggars, where they had lots of kids and they, like,
I don't know.
Yeah,
there's too many for me to care.
I don't know. I'm not a reality. There was one that I saw recently where it was like midgets. It was like, it was a midget reality show where it was like a bunch of midgets and they had like reality show fights and it was fucking weird and upsetting.
Oh, and I know what you're talking about, but I can't remember.
I can't remember the name of it. It's really fucking upsetting, and it's, I would like to see from the perspective of an alien going in and be like, so there's like girls with big nails and midgets and people that have lots of kids. And that's literally all of the earth. It's just that.
And after the aliens watch, they go, "Why are these bitches flipping? Like, there's no point."
What just came out of your mouth?
"Why are these bitches flipping?"
You mean tripping? Why are these bitches tripping?
Now flipping, because they like to flip over tables.
No, especially
a lot.
Now where there's literally a reality show star that's the president, and they're like, "So it's all the same." And like, yes, this is clearly 100% real. They're going to take it as actual reality.
Yeah,
and we're going to be destroyed. Like, like straight up the beginning of Hitchhiker's Guide. We're going to be like shut down so that a intergalactic highway can get through this area.
Well, I don't think we're quite heading that advanced. Not yet.
Not yet.
If they come down, if they're not peaceful, they're like, you're fucking stupid. We're gonna take you guys out.
And after that, well, if it doesn't get destroyed, then we end up in the era of 2019 that is Akira, which is another film that takes place in 2019, where shit got destroyed like a motherfucker before, and everybody's kind of like living in the rubble. It's Neo Tokyo. Everything's built upon the wreckage of the previous city.
It's almost like Matrix style, where the remnants of the old city are underneath the new.
Yeah, it's I'd say it's more, I don't know, Demolition Man, where everything's underground. Like they have the glass showing the old LA, and then the new LA is built on top of it. And except way more psychic shit happening. Mm-hmm. Psychic children.
A lot of cybertronics, too.
That's been a running thing in most post-apocalyptic stuff where, like, magic shows up for no reason, or psychic, or, like, superpower behavior happens because the world ended. And it takes, I guess, less people being around or the world ending for superpowers to exist.
I always equated the exact thing you're talking about to a massive upset. Like, things went by the wayside and then went dormant. And then this huge upset, this thing that just like shook the world happens. And then those things kind of, they get woken up and they come to the surface again. And I'm not saying they won't go back down in...
You mean like the 80s?
Yeah. Not saying they won't get, you know, put, you know, it won't happen again where they get put back, you know, into a slumber where people don't really put faith in that or believe in that or utilize that anymore. But I definitely think Akira, that timeline comes into a place where, like you said, a massive event happened and just fucking destroyed everything, and they built over top of it. And I think by the destruction of everything, it freed things, and that's why now there's a belief and there's actually a study about those things in Akira. You know what I mean?
So like things are less static and complicated. So all the other stuff that was kind of under the radar is becoming more prevalent.
Yeah.
Okay.
Essentially. Mm-hmm. Right. Things that, like I said, us as a society put to sleep, and whenever it came up, it was immediately just shunned. That, like, that's not real. And like, oh, now we're starting from scratch, and things kind of just
see. Woke but up. In the real world, what it would be is that like everything gets destroyed, and the thing that pulls up is new math.
Yeah,
like that's it.
Wait,
like,
wait, like no
magic.
We tried it's that
just,
once.
It's just like old math is done, and new math is now the champion of math.
We
new
tried
math,
that shit
new
once.
Math is ridiculous.
Common Core math is fucking retarded, and they've already said they're taking it back out of schools because it's goddamn stupid. You cannot make 5 + 4 = 15.
No,
fuck you.
That is stupid.
That is not how that works.
That is the dumbest thing, especially with the quadrant, like those quad.
I'm sorry, I did not realize when I brought that up. There would be such a.
I have a kid. I deal with Common Core math.
I do too. Common Core math can kiss my ass.
Fuck Common Core math.
I mean, I don't have a kid, but still, like, fuck Common Core math because it's stupid.
I need I've that to videos. Be on a punk rock patch that we wear in our
fuck
our
Common Core
fuck Common Core math. Sponsored by GUI.
Make it a genuine statement. It's like, this is the hill I'm willing to die on. Fuck Common Core math.
2 + 2 does equal 4, you sons of bitches.
It's like, it's not, I don't understand. Why is it so hard? Why are you making it so complicated?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Another movie that takes place in 2019 directed by Hutch of Starsky and Hutch.
Okay.
The TV series Starsky and Hutch from back in the day, The Running Man.
Was it?
Yeah. That takes place in 2019.
Yeah.
Based on a Stephen King story. And by Batman. Based, I mean very loosely based on a Stephen King story.
It's Richard Bachman, actually. He went under a pseudonym when he wrote that name. A book.
He was Richard Bachman at the time. Bachman. Yes, yes. Correct. Correct.
Nerd.
Yeah.
It was Paul Michael Glazer, who was Starsky in Starsky and Hutch, actually.
Oh.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yep.
Yeah,
Starsky from the old TV show Starsky and Hutch directed The Running Man.
That makes even more sense to why that movie was
up. I don't know what he looks like because he showed up in the remake movie.
Both of them did.
He did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Both of them did.
Yeah.
This is a great comedy.
So yeah, Starsky and Hutch directs a Stephen King adaptation starring Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yep. And then you get that.
what you know is like, I watch if it's on TV, which it actually hasn't been in a while, I'll watch it.
Oh, it's like that movie is like when I normally am not the slowdown guy when there's a car wreck on the interstate. I'm the one be like, no, motherfuckers, keep going.
Right.
This is none of your business. It's actually shitty that you're slowing down. But there's that one like really upsetting car wreck where a car's still on fire. And you're like, okay, I have to slow down. I definitely want to see this. That's Running Man.
where it's a classic dumpster fire.
It's so bad.
You don't want to look, but you just can't stop watching.
You cannot stop watching. There's a dude called Dynamo that looks like a fucking, like the New Year's Eve ball dropping.
He does.
He looks He's lit up in lights, and he does opera, and he's a killer. And
there's so much. What was the obsession for neon? Like, what was it about neon lights that made it so futuristic?
I'm pretty sure that was what brought on Batman and Robin and Batman Forever.
And the nipple controversy.
It was a homage to Running Man.
It looked like it.
So wait a minute. The Schumachers had obviously seen Running Man and were like, you know what? No, we think the future of Gotham is a fucking rave, and so we're going to go with that.
Yeah.
Versus Batman Returns is one of the darkest superhero movies ever made. We're going to go from that to all of a sudden Gotham is one big rave party. Everyone's on E and loves fucking neon pink and
then
green.
Then they went to butt flaps and nipples.
I think they
were drinking
the
hard.
Jersey part of Gotham City is where Running Man takes place in the same universe.
Oh, you can go eat a dick.
We're like literally Batman. Batman is next door.
Fuck
Batman
you.
Batman is next across the fucking
a bunch
river.
Of neon assholes eating tomato pies.
You're thinking of Batman v Superman, where apparently Gotham and Metropolis are right across the river from
across
each other. That's what you're thinking of.
They're technically, I think they're supposed to be across a bay or a large body.
Well, now,
but in what iteration ever in any arc did you ever fucking realize that Metropolis and Gotham were across the fucking pond?
Maybe they couldn't see Gotham because it was so dark.
Let me yes
until
and
that
this.
Movie came out.
Let me yes and this. That literally in the Schumacher Batman, across the bay is Running Man happening, where they have like there's like the fields where they have the neck collars things that blows people up. And then he ends up in a game show, and Batman is just like, I'm so busy dealing with people that think they're penguins and people like killer clowns.
Yeah.
And I don't know, fucking like plant women that are hot that I definitely want to fuck, but yeah. Like
they plant seeds. I don't want to plant my
there's
seed,
like a woman
make...
that the woman that takes pussy too seriously. that I don't have time, Arnold, to deal with your bullshit.
She does a lot of licking.
That is unable to handle it, but it's all bright neon. It's all bright. All fucking neon.
It really is. Actually, the entire opening scene of the Schumacher one with where you see Robin's family or whatever die.
Well, that was in Forever.
Yeah, Batman Forever. Mm-hmm. That whole sequence before that, which is I think he was capturing, was it Two-Face or was that the
No,
third
it's
one?
Two-Face. It's like Batman came in to like capture Two-Face because Two-Face was doing some dumbass.
Yeah,
ploy.
trying to rob a bank.
Yeah.
Yeah. Trying to rob a bank. Anyways, it was like the worst opening scene of any movie I've ever seen. And it only got worse from there.
I don't know. Batman and Robin was pretty bad.
What's that?
We have two more.
Yeah.
Oh, two more. Sorry.
Two more. All right. Sorry. We've got Daybreakers.
Oh, no, that one.
Takes place.
Where are all the goddamn vampires?
You know what? I actually enjoy this film. It got a lot of shit when it came out.
I enjoyed it.
But I really enjoy this. What I do enjoy is that it's got... I'm the guy with the crossbows.
What?
Willem Dafoe.
Oh.
What did you say?
Willem Dafoe.
We're the guys with the crossbows.
Oh.
We're the guys... It was in the trailer. And that was like the line. The line from the movie. What are you? We're the guys with the crossbows. That was the big fucking thing.
Yeah.
Like, how are you going to take on literally the entire planet full of vampires? We have... literally these like fucking 1800s weapons and the ability to not die when the sun is out.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. That's so, like, all we got.
So, like, are you comparing him to, like, the Ron Perlman character of Blade 2?
Mainly, I'm more excited about this movie than I was before because I saw Aquaman, and he had the weird, like, samurai bun in Aquaman, Willem Dafoe did. And
he did.
It was really deeply upsetting. He wasn't bad in the role, but the hair thing that he was doing where there's the roll bun in the back of his head where he looked like he should have had samurai shit on really made me mad.
The man bun?
No.
It was lower.
Oh.
I saw it in the trailer.
See, I haven't seen Aquaman yet.
No, I saw it. It's in the trailer. It's in the trailer.
No, look at literally every samurai movie ever where they have the like bun mm-hmm. of hair in the mm-hmm. back of the head that's rolled yep. sideways.
And it's like that's awkward square
and it's literally Antichrist Willem Dafoe, but with a rolled bun in the back of his head. And it really upsets me. It makes me so mad. I fucking hate it. It's the dumbest thing ever. There was no reason for it. Are there fucking fish samurai? It's fucking stupid.
There
fucking
are fish it. Samurai. You don't hate it. Not entirely.
Look, I understand the Japanese enjoy sushi, but that doesn't mean that you have to have a fish samurai person. Like, that's fucking stupid.
I mean, if not that, what else?
Anyway.
Stop trying to justify your DC movies, Kyle.
What I do love about Daybreakers is they have self-driving cars for vampires where everything's blacked out.
Yeah.
And they have, like vision things with the lines and everything, which is something that's actually in technology now.
Yeah like Tesla, they do that now, right?
Yeah, they're mm-hmm. they're working on that where literally you have a screen where you see the lines mm-hmm. of the road and it changes based on the levels of the road mm-hmm. and potholes and everything, and we're that close. So 2019, that movie came out and
go. It's the end of the road. No, I can't let go. It's so natural. You belong to me. I belong to you.
All right. Guys, that was beautiful.
God damn it, you assholes.
I'm so wet right now. So.
You know what? I still think the first time sounded better, though.
It did. It was natural.
It was natural.
It was all natural.
It's so natural.
I am never going to fault a Boyz II Men stoppage in the conversation.
You're welcome. You mentioned lines and ends, and I was like, all right. Ah.
By the way, Boyz II Men, if ever you want to come on the episode, I'm more than happy to have you.
Like, what are they doing? Seriously. Mm-hmm.
Apparently commercials now. You saw the commercial. Yeah. Yeah,
it's fantastic. Dude, is anybody else excited for the Super Bowl commercials? I am.
Mm-hmm. I'm always excited for
my
them.
All right,
so we're at the tail end of GUI Nights. We want to talk about one more movie before we go, which is The Island.
The Island.
The Island.
I have no
say in McGregor.
This I've never seen this movie.
The Island is actually, as far as Michael Bay movies go, it's on the top of the list because it's actually watchable.
It is watchable.
Yeah.
Especially Scarlett Johansson.
Ewan McGregor and Scarlett Johansson clones mm-hmm. in a community of clones that they don't realize that they're literally there for the real life versions of themselves have clones for organs.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like going to the island. Is literally somebody fucked up and needs a liver or organs of some type, and they're going to get basically their shit extracted for their actual version of themselves.
Wait, I think I might have seen
this. I think I've seen this, actually.
I've seen that, yeah.
And when they find these versions of themselves, it is them, because they are identical clones.
I have fucking seen this. Yes, yeah. I have totally seen this. Like, they play it off as if like the clones are in this like fetus position the entire time, but no, these clones are actually like real life people.
Yeah, they're interacting with each other
and they escape and like they fall in love, and like going to the island is really like them just being massacred, slaughtered for a liver.
That's if you win the lottery.
A moment that Ewan McGregor clone and Scarlett Johansson clone make out, and then Ewan McGregor real life version, not playing himself, he's playing some like jackass.
Did he get a hard on?
He's like, oh man, I envy you because I love that fucking rock star that Scarlett Johansson is the clone of.
Yeah.
And you're like fucking about to finger her. That's fucking rad. And he's like weird about it, because the clone is getting closer to it than he ever would. And that might be the actual development of him being like, no, fuck this shit. Like, I need my walking liver to go back to the to.
Well,
the
you know,
place.
That's all. That's one of those things that kind of we are there. They can genetically, they can actually at least genetically clone organs. They're close to a heart. They can do simple things like kidneys and livers. It takes a lot of money, and it's still in the early stages. But they can do it.
We are at the point where in 20 years, cattle farming is going to be kind of it's going to be for people that have the money for it, mm-hmm. because they have developed means to actually create lab meat that is literally the same meat that you get on a farm, but they can do it like in a lab.
Yeah.
And the money is way too expensive. Like, to get lab meat at this point, it's like $150,000 per pound or something like that. But as time goes on and they develop this technology, in our very near future, all the hamburgers you're going to eat is going to be lab grown meat. And all that farmland that used to be used for cows is going to be used for
skyscrapers.
Cities. I'm thinking more probably protest sites for
what, like PCU? You PCU. Start throwing a bunch of meat at the hippies.
Just protest sites.
Really, you think that's going to happen?
No. I mean, not that last part of it. But
no, but I meant like the. Well, it's all going to be like fucking meat.
Cost is money is king. Yeah. And if it's able to actually be cheaper to do that than the cost of raising cattle, mm-hmm. and all the cost of grain and grass and everything that's used for cattle. Yeah. 100% in the next 20 years, all of our at least cattle is going to be lab grown.
Reminds me of with the organs.
Does that make it vegan? No.
There's no
brain attached. There's no cruelty.
I guess that's true. I don't know. We should ask a vegan. Like what they would think of.
No, please don't. Dear God, please don't.
That's a new podcast on the network. Coming in 2019. We're going to have a podcast called Ask a Vegan.
And you're going to have one serious question per episode.
I cannot be on that. Like, literally, I cannot be on that.
There's every episode, there's like you run across like the cool vegan, and it's like, yeah, no, actually, I understand what you mean. Like, that's yeah, maybe actually. And it's like really cool and like understanding and gets into it. And then when it's like, fuck you, that's a piece of shit. No, it's still meat. And it's like, there's no brain.
I think
attached.
You're missing the point.
There's no cruelty.
Let me know.
Still meat. Ah! And then we just like, I don't know, punch each other, which doesn't. That doesn't translate to audio very well.
Let me know when you find that person. Yeah.
You know,
I want to be there for that.
Talking about the transporting of internal organs and all that stuff and growing, it reminds me of this movie called Repo Man.
Yeah.
Fuck that movie.
I know.
It was just a terrible movie.
It was also totally stealing the concept from a movie called Repo Man that was a industrial rock opera.
Genetic opera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're talking about the Jude Law and Forrest
Well,
Whitaker
right, you know,
because
you're talking about growing, if you're growing clones, then you're doing that specifically for organs.
I just call Forrest Whitaker left eye.
Old left eye.
So you know he'll never be a guest.
Well, he is apparently making a sequel to Ghost Dog, I've heard.
Yeah, wait, well, what? I've heard that for a while.
Yeah, there's apparently a sequel for
He's
Ghost
He's been
Dog
working on that sequel works, since yeah. like a years after, a couple years
I just love he got involved with Marvel Money where they fixed his eye in Black Panther.
They didn't fix it. It still looks fucked up. They just made a younger version of him.
Yeah.
No, it looks better than it ever has in any other movie ever.
That's because they couldn't CGI a lazy
eye. I just want to know how much money was spent fixing Forrest Whitaker's eye in Black Panther.
How much money was spent finding somebody that looked like a young Forrest Whitaker with a lazy eye?
I guess the good question is for Captain Marvel coming up, fucking Samuel L. Jackson. Because in
That's
that trailer,
he looked young as shit.
Looks young as shit, well, and it doesn't look computer generated.
It doesn't look computer generated, but it's definitely him being being euthanized, I guess, for lack of better words.
I feel like somebody might have an issue with
but,
that.
No, but I'm just saying because like his face is still like wider and fatter than he was when he was younger. If you go back and watch like Goodfellas, he's a lot slimmer when he's younger. And now he's got a really wide face and he just looks younger. I hate when they don't account for that.
All right, we are done with this episode of GeoNights. We've got a game to get back to. Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of GUI Nights. We're going to do this every other week. So you're going to get a GUI 1 week, and the alternating week you're getting GUI Nights, which is just kind of the backfill from GUI, where we talk about the tangents that we weren't able to do on the main episodes. And normally it's the main members of the group, but it might back and forth depending on what happens. It's literally
lowdown. What are you doing?
I make Cthulhu twerk on occasion.
We have a stuffed animal Cthulhu that
he likes to fondle
that it's lowdown likes to twerk.
Likes to fondle its puppet balls.
I make him do Jersey fists.
Okay, look, clearly
he's doing Jersey fists. See,
would you get his crotch away from your mouth? It's weird. It's clearly, a stuffed animal.
Clearly, we need to go. As we've started saying on GUI Nights, go home.
GUI Nights. GUIPodcast.com.
This is Mike the Hobbit, direct from Fallout on a trivia night, telling you to come here every first and third Monday for trivia between 8 and 10, 25-cent wings, drink specials, prizes, and tons of really inappropriate trivia. It's a lot of fun. Do you guys agree? Definitely come out and enjoy trivia every first and third Monday at Fallout.